In the restaurant, we ordered hors d'oeuvres and beer. The sommelier brought the beer, tall, beaded on the outside of the steins, and cold. There were a dozen different dishes of hors d'oeuvres. "Have any fun last night?" I asked. "No, I don't think so." "How's the writing going?" "Rotten. I can't get this second book going." "That happens to everybody." "I'm sure of that. It gets me worried, though." "Thought any more about going to South America?" "I mean that." "Well, why don't you start off?"
"Francis."
"Well, I said take her with you."
"She wouldn't like it. That isn't the sort of thing she likes. She likes a lot of people around."
"Tell her to go to hell."
"I can't. I've got certain obligations to her."
He shoved the sliced cucumbers away and took a pickled herring. "What do you know about Lady Brett Ashley, Jake?"
"Her name's Lady Ashley. Brett's her own name. She's a nice girl," I said. "She's getting a divorce, and she's going to marry Mike Campbell. He's over in Scotland now. Why?"
"She's a remarkably attractive woman."
"Isn't she?"
"There's a certain quality about her, a certain fineness. She seems to be absolutely fine and straight. She's very nice." "I don't know how to describe the quality," Cohen said. "I suppose it's breeding."
"You sound as though you liked her pretty well." "I do. I shouldn't wonder if I were in love with her." "She's a drunk," I said. "She's in love with Mike Campbell, and she's going to marry him. He's going to be rich as hell someday." "I don't believe she'll ever marry him."
"Why not?"
"I don't know. I just don't believe it.
Have you known her a long time?"
"Yes," I said. "She was a VAD in a hospital I was in during the war."
"She must have been just a kid then."
"She's 34 now."
"When did she marry Ashley?"
"During the war. Her own true love had just kicked off with a dysentery."
"You talk sort of bitter."
"Sorry, I didn't mean to. I was just trying to give you the facts."
"I don't believe she would marry anybody she didn't love."
"Well, I said she's done it twice."
"I don't believe it."
"Well," I said, "don't ask me a lot of fool questions if you don't like the answers."
"I didn't ask you that."
"You asked me what I knew about Brett Ashley."
"I didn't ask you to insult her."
"Oh, go to hell." He stood up from the table, his face white, and stood there, white and angry, behind the little plates of hors d'oeuvres.
"Sit down," I said. "Don't be a fool."
"You've got to take that back."
"Oh, cut out the prep school stuff."
"Take it back."
"Sure, anything. I never heard of Brett Ashley. How's that?"
"No, not that. About me going to hell."
"Oh, don't go to hell," I said. "Stick around. We're just starting lunch."
Cohen smiled again and sat down. He seemed glad to sit down. What the hell would he have done if he hadn't sat down?
"You say such damned insulting things, Jake."
"I'm sorry. I've got a nasty tongue. I never mean it when I say nasty things."
"I know it," Cohen said. "You're really about the best friend I have, Jake."
"God help you," I thought.
"Forget what I said out loud. "I'm sorry."
"It's all right. It's fine. I was just sore for a minute."
"Good. Let's get something else to eat."
After we finished the lunch, we walked up to the Café de la Paix and had coffee. I could feel Cohen wanted to bring up Brett again, but I held him off it. We talked about one thing and another, and I left him to come to the office.